Hello and welcome to the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick and I'm here with Pastor Bob Thune and Pastor Dusty White of Coramdale Church and Pastor Chris Hummelman of First City Church. Every Wednesday we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. And today we're talking about women in mixed martial arts. Chris, how about you give us a little intro on our topic today?
So a few weeks ago, Alistair Roberts posted an article on the Gospel Coalition related to women and MMA. Should women fight each other? And started a little bit of a controversy on Twitter. The comments on the article are something to behold in and of themselves. So if you've read the article, go back and read the comments as well. But anyway, there was a lot of pushback on his argument. And essentially, this is what he was saying, that if you look at the inherent differences between men and women, that there is something deeply problematic with promoting women fighting one another, promoting a culture of violence that celebrates women fighting each other, and that for our culture to sort of hold this up as a model of femininity or a model of women's strength creates a number of problems, both theologically and then culturally as well. Do we want to be a culture that celebrates women knocking each other out and beating each other to a bloody pulp? Do we want to celebrate as a culture women having this sort of aggressive mindset towards one another? And so in the article, he begins to break down kind of the physical difference between men and women and points out a couple of interesting facts just related to the physical differences concerning strength. A couple stats that he quotes is that men have about 90% greater upper body strength, that the average man is stronger than 99.9% of women, and that men also have about 65% greater lower body strength, over 45% higher vertical leap, and over 22% faster sprint times. So I don't think any of these stats are shocking. I mean, I think it's fairly obvious that physically men are stronger than women, and that has implications for athletic events and different things. But the point that Alistair Roberts is making is that this physicality, this difference in strength matters, that men have been hardwired for feats of strength or for using their strength for things like combat, and that for us to minimize and to sort of push that aside in order to justify women fighting or women, even women in combat, if you want to extend the argument, is certainly problematic. And so what he is pushing on is, do gender differences matter? And if we say they don't matter, are we willing to live with the consequences of that? And so essentially what he's pointing out is when we start to minimize the gender differences, we start to minimize physical differences, we get things like women's MMA. And are we okay with that as a culture?
The pushback in the article comes from pushback about the article has come from three camps. You have, on the one hand, not very thoughtful people who are like, what do you mean I can't watch women's MMA, man? It's dumb. Those arguments haven't been very thoughtful. They've sort of been people saying, are you telling me I can't watch that? How come? Okay, I don't feel like that's a very thoughtful pushback. Then you had the feminists who are saying, whatever men can do, women can do. Who are you to say that women can't do MMA? We can do whatever we want, you jerky chauvinists. And then you had some thoughtful complementarian women who were saying, hey, isn't this really about MMA as a whole? The article seems like it's making a point about women and MMA, but shouldn't we be talking about, is it okay for men to fight men in MMA? So the article that, and by the way, Alistair Roberts is one of the most thoughtful modern writers on issues of gender. He's British, so he doesn't say anything without thinking it through. And he's very highly nuanced. He's not simplistic in his thinking about this. The article is a very good article because what he's saying is, look, God has designed men and women differently. And for women to fight one another cuts against the grain of how God has made them and the role he's given them in creation, which is that they're designed, that their whole physical design is to make them nurturers.
And so fighting cuts against that. Whereas for men, their whole physical design is to be protectors and providers. And therefore, fighting does not cut against the grain for men in the same way that it does for women. Now, we might still need to have a live conversation about how should we relate to things like MMA among men. And that can be another part of our podcast. But the point Roberts is making is just to say, man, Christians who have a high view of masculinity and femininity and a high view of gender complementarity and difference should not celebrate and should not take lightly women fighting other women. This is something we should say, this is not okay, and our culture should not celebrate this. And especially men should not pay money to watch women fight. It's just not appropriate for honoring them as image bearers of God.
Another point that he makes is that this celebration of women fighting women creates a new nuance to how men can sexualize women as well. And so he talks about the kick a woman that is, you have these examples of like within culture. So the popular TV show Alias with Jennifer Garner, she was this super spy, and every episode she's like beating the crap out of everybody. And so she's a very attractive woman. And so there's this model of the woman who is attractive, she's fit, and she can beat up any dude. And that this is a particular kind of sexualizing of women that is problematic as well. And so that MMA perpetuates this. And whether or not feminists or others that are going to argue for it's okay for women to fight want to admit it or not, this is true. I mean, you ask any guy from 12 to 95 if this is not part of that dynamic. And if you get a guy who is honest, that is going to be there. And so what he's also pressing on is that this perpetuates the objectification of women, and then there's no way around it. So for this goes in some ways, this is more than just can women do what men can do, and is, are we willing to tolerate even more objectification of women? Because you just can't escape. This is how men in their fallen condition are, and we can throw a hissy fit about it, or we can just acknowledge that this is the reality.
A few of the female commentators who are thoughtful, theologically minded women press the question, isn't there a correlation between men who are into sort of MMA fighting and in the same way that we've seen with American football, where there's a connection to domestic violence? The more we celebrate violence in our sport, isn't it true that that connects to domestic violence? And so shouldn't we be as concerned about that? It's sort of like the female commentators are saying, okay, great, you're raising a gender issue, that's great, but shouldn't we be just as concerned about how these violent sports connect to domestic violence, in a sense, encourage men to lean into sort of the violent fighting aspect of their nature? That may be true, and I certainly think there is a connection there. That's obviously not what Alistair Roberts' point was in writing the article. I would just say this, if you're just asking for my like 10-second Christian perspective, no Christian man should celebrate women fighting women, nor should he support it. Nor should any man ever strike a woman. And so like the whole point of, is there a connection between MMA and domestic violence? There probably is, but that's not MMA's fault. That's fallenness's fault, right? Like I'm saying, if we're not pacifists, and some people who listen to this podcast might be pacifists, I'm not. If we're not a pacifist, we're going to say it's okay for men to fight because that's what it takes to win a war. That's always been true in all of history. Men have been the protectors, the defenders, the providers, the ones who fought when fighting had to be done. So it's okay for men to fight. Should men fight for sport? I don't know, but they're going to. But should women fight? No. I don't think women should serve in the military, nor do I think women should fight in mixed martial arts. And that's not because they can't, or they're not as good as men, or they're insert whatever simplistic feminist argument you want to. It's because it cuts against the grain of how God has designed them in their complementarity within the sexes, right? And so I love Alistair's writing on this point. I thought this was a great article. I put it on Facebook and pushed it out to folks. I had guys texting me that night saying, should I cancel my MMA watch party for tonight? And I was like, well, I guess that's your call, but I'm not having one, and there's a reason, man. When I was growing up, my dad said, never will you hit a woman under any condition. If some boy hits you at school, hit him back. But if a girl hits you, let her hit you again. Like, there's a very different ethic at play. And I think that's not just traditional culture. That's also, there's something very deeply connected to the image of God in that. Likewise, if we want to raise men who have courage and men who understand what it means to fight for the right reasons, the only way we get there is by letting them fight for some of the wrong reasons. So when I'm raising sons, sometimes they get in fights with each other and I let them go in the backyard and duke it out. Why? Is it because I want one of them to get hurt? No. But it's because I realize unless they learn how to fight and sometimes fight for the wrong reasons, they're not going to develop the courage and strength they need to fight for the right reasons. And so to those who would say, well, isn't MMA as a whole just corrupt? Isn't sort of fighting for sport as a whole corrupt? Well, yes, it is corrupt. It's violent in ways it doesn't need to be. However, I do think there's a way in which it does tap into something true about masculinity and how God has made men. We should not celebrate its excesses in the same way that we shouldn't celebrate the excesses of the Roman gladiators. But we should identify the fact that fighting is permitted and, in fact, fits with men's design in a way that it does not for women. And that is just the facts of God's design.
So a couple of the commentators brought up the examples in Judges. So Deborah, like, look at Deborah. She fought. She was a military leader and this and that. And what I think what our listeners need to understand, I mean, to be a thoughtful interpreter of the Bible, something is made very clear in Judges. The fact that Deborah was leading was a sign that there was something massively wrong.
The story of the book of Judges, whatever happened in Judges, don't do that.
Yes, that is not normal.
That's the story of Judges.
Moral
of
the story.
This is what people did when they did whatever was right in their own eyes.
So within Scripture, whenever you have this instance of a female stepping forward as a military leader or taking action to fight, In most instances, it's because there is not a man present or our man is dropping the ball. And so should we say Same. That, you know, women should never defend themselves or that there should never be a time where they may need to fight? I'm like, sure. But as God has designed it, what is normative is that men are to be the protectors. Men are to be the ones first to fight, first to protect. And so this, even sort of elevating the combative nature or women's ability to fight, misses and in some ways even highlights, hey, there's an issue with masculinity in our culture. If this sort of thing is being elevated right back into Scripture, where women are combative and women are fighting, then it shows that the men are dropping the ball in some way. So to bring up Deborah actually, I think in many ways reinforces our point.
So you were just saying that, you know, when women are stepping up and doing this, it shows that there's something wrong with the culture of masculinity. But MMA sports is a highly masculine sport, and so what's off there?
Right, it's men who are putting forward these women to fight.
Right, yeah.
Yes, it's
for entertainment.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Right. Feminism. I don't get you. Men making money by throwing women in a ring and fighting for their enjoyment and their billions, and a guy decries that. And he gets ripped on. Yes, feminism, I don't get you.
Well, if you do the stats, someone might be able to pull it up on a computer as we're sitting here. But I mean, the audience of UFC is overwhelmingly male. It's not like women are sitting around watching TV, watching these girls beat each other. It's like in the 90s% a male audience. And so it very much, what's the problem, Mike? Well, the problem is that men are the ones sort of promoting and celebrating this. And what Alistair Roberts is saying is Christian men should not be promoting and celebrating this. We should be saying, this is wrong, right? Mm. And does that make us outsiders in a culture that's highly influenced by feminism? Sure.
So, Bob, kind of going back to your drawing the distinction between men fighting and maybe even fighting competitively and women, is there a way to sort of find the line between enjoying and celebrating or even just watching, you know, healthy competition versus the excess of like Roman gladiators? Is MMA in that excess, you know, watching guys pummel each other versus like the, you know, your kid's taekwondo tournament at the YMCA? You know, where
there's obviously a difference between that and MMA for sure.
Yeah. So I mean, even because I think in some ways this may be a helpful to tease this out in order to sort of undercut the argument that where do we perhaps find the line with men fighting?
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of the things that frustrates me about the conversation theologically is I actually feel like there's a freedom missing in the conversation, because I feel like what many of the women commenters want to press is that question of where's the line, and I just want to ask, maybe that's the wrong question. In my mind, here's one of the differences, if you want to use Roman gladiators, is the competitors didn't have a choice, right? The Romans mm-hmm. used that as a way of subjugating oppressed peoples, okay? Mm-hmm. So MMA is distinctly different than that. The unique thing about men's MMA, though it is violent and bloody, it's a violent sport. However, both the competitors in there of their own volition, and the fight ends whenever one of them gives up. So it's not a fight to the death. It's a fight that's submission, right? It's whenever one is willing to submit and say, I lost, or it gets knocked out. So in a sense, it is a very violent form of competition, but it's also a very masculine form of competition. Men, if you raise young boys, you will notice that there's this drive in them from almost the time they begin to identify themselves as a person, that they want to succeed, they want to master something, they want to dominate, they want to be good at something, they want to have like dominance in something. And so again, does that all get twisted by the fall? Yes. Yeah. However, I think that we don't help it by neutering that and saying, well, the Christian alternative is to say, man, we should never celebrate violence in young boys. No, we probably should celebrate violence in young boys and channel it in directions that further human flourishing instead of ways that destroy human flourishing. And I think what Alistair Roberts is trying to say is women fighting each other and men supporting women fighting each other works against human flourishing. That's not what we want for the best of masculinity and femininity. Mm-hmm. Men fighting each other in a controlled environment for sport of their own volition does not cut against the grain of human flourishing in the same way. And in fact, in some ways, furthers it. So to even go back to your point, Mike, if you look at the incarceration rates, right, again, overwhelmingly males who are incarcerated for violent crimes, overwhelmingly male. So if a sport like UFC takes a troubled youth and instead of sending him into a gang, gives him an outlet for his aggression in a way that channels him in a direction that can become more productive, that's not a bad thing, right? See what I'm saying? So I think there are ways in which sport and even sports that involve fighting do become a way of cultivating a right kind of masculinity that can always go wrong, can always go badly, but it always can. That violence is always going to be a characteristic sin of men because of the stark differences in physical makeup and in psychological makeup.
Yeah, within the best case scenario with combat sports, I mean, there's an incredible amount of discipline, and there's even a sort of an honor code within that of, you go and you're going to fight your opponent, but there's also this deep sense of respecting your opponent, and so within the martial arts, those things are present. So it certainly isn't we have to throw the entire thing out. I think for me the question becomes, how much can a culture celebrate violence and it still be healthy? I mean, there is a sense where, with the Roman gladiators, I mean, slaves and subjugation, but there was also this appetite to watch two people kill each other.
Right.
And so for us as a culture, if we have this appetite for watching dudes pummel each other, acknowledging the differences, it just raises questions for me. Again, I haven't, not saying anything categorically, but it starts to just raise some questions of, what are our appetites, whether it be watching women or men fight?
It raises a question for me for American football. So we might not be watching American football players kill each other on the football field, but we have medical evidence now that men are growing old and they have major brain damage and they're committing suicide and they die of the concussions that they've had over and over and over again. So are we okay with that?
Again, to the extent that men go in knowing those risks, mm-hmm. I think that's part of the calculus of it, right? Mm-hmm.
Nobody's twisting their arm and making them play those things,
right?
Play those sports, yeah.
Yeah, and there is a sense in which there's something about men that sort of is attracted to that, to the sort of very physical. I mean, anyone who's raised kids knows this, right? Like, boys are way more physical and they're attracted to sort of that like expression of physicality in a way that girls just are not. And so there is something about that that, again, has to have some set of boundaries around it, Chris. You're right. It, you know, but to the extent that everyone is a willing participant and understands the risks involved in sports that involve a lot of contact, you know, again, football's not the only one, right? Hockey and others, right? I mean, there's just...
Kids are getting concussions with soccer.
Yeah. This is the nature of sport. Yeah. That any sport that is that involves some sort of contact comes with these kinds of risks. And it does connect, Chris, you made the connection earlier in our conversation to combat, and I think it really does. All martial arts, all fighting arts are a form of combat, right? They're a scaled down form of combat. And even if you think about David and Goliath in the Bible, right? Two armies represented by two fighters who are fighting on a field, and they're sort of a substitutionary role, right? Like, if our guy wins, we win. If your guys win, you win, right? And so this is all a subset of the reality of combat. And there's a reason why, until recently, our culture was always opposed to women in combat, because it did not connect to the honor due women in terms of their difference to men and the unique role that God has ordained them to play in society. And with the erasing of that difference, you see not only women in combat, but you saw in the last presidential debates, everybody clamoring to draft women into combat, which is ridiculous. And so it's not surprising that we would see also, you know, women's mixed martial arts and in a sense, all of these violent combat type sports saying, well, if men can do it, why can't women do it? Well, there's a biblical answer to that. And it's just because God made us different and we should celebrate those differences rather than flattening those differences.
And if you can't celebrate those differences, then you're doling your responsibility to your specific gender.
So I want to read a quote from Alistair Roberts so you can get a sense of, you know, just how off the rails he is.
tongue in cheek.
So this is him talking about this model of this, you know, combative, beautiful woman that our culture tries to put out there as the model. So young and attractive kick-A women hold a great appeal for many men too. Not only are they nice to look at, they can also relieve men of some of the burdensome sense of duty to treat women differently from men, to be gentler towards them, to protect them, to accord them particular honor, to be mindful of the advantages they generally enjoy naturally over women in power and agency, and to recognize the fact that women and men have many deeper differences in personality, behavior, and interests. Such representations of women can play into a pornographic mindset, which celebrates sex purged of the deeper reality of sexual difference, ridding sexual relations of any genuine reckoning with the particular subjective and objective otherness of the other sex, an otherness that should excite wonder, love, responsibility, and care. So here's, I think this
read all that with a British accent, you have a sense of how he really means it.
Brilliant, yeah. So here at the end of the day, here is what happens. This celebration of women fighting, in the end, is only going to hurt women. Mm-hmm. Like, it is going to ultimately do damage to how men treat them in our society and in our culture. And so opening up this Pandora's box, while it may appear to be liberation and women's rights and elevating their status, I think Alistair Roberts is right here. It's going to destroy the sense of men being able to treat them with a sense of honor and respect and care that we were designed to do.
So for a lot of our listeners, this is a really interesting topic. Some of you guys may not have any connection to MMA or UFC or mixed martial arts, and so you're like, well, that's great. I don't care about that at all. The reason we talk about this is because it is a broader cultural conversation, and it's a cultural dynamic that is at play in all of our understanding of how women and men interrelate in culture. And so though this may not be a live topic for you, you may not watch mixed martial arts fighting, and so that you may be on the outside looking in to this particular conversation, it does highlight some of the important cultural trade-offs we are making, and some of the questions of what does it mean for Christians to be a counterculture within the culture? What does it mean for us to have a different, distinct understanding of gender, of combat, of the unique design of men and women? to hold that in ways that confront our culture's flattening of those distinctions when appropriate.
Well, thanks for joining us for today's conversation. We hope that you join us next week. And feel free to shoot us an email, podcast@cdomaha.com, if you want to engage with this conversation or suggest conversation topics. Also, feel free to jump on iTunes and give our podcast a review. Tell us how much you like us. And we hope you join us next Wednesday for another Wednesday Conversation.